From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a corruption and bribery scandal rocks the football world. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch Wednesday said lies, corruption, and bribery have plagued football's governing body, FIFA, for over two decades. Federal charges were unsealed against 14 FIFA officials. She described the allegations as rampant, systemic, and deep-rooted.
Beginning in 1991, two generations of soccer officials, including the then presidents of two regional soccer confederations under FIFA, one being the Confederation of North, Central American, and Caribbean Association Football, known as CONCACAF, which includes the U.S., and the South American Football Confederation, or CONMEBOL, which represents organized soccer in South America, used their positions of trust within their respective organizations to solicit bribes from sports marketers in exchange for the commercial rights to their soccer tournaments.
Authorities in Zurich Wednesday arrested seven FIFA officials while U.S. authorities carried out search warrants in Miami. Another four individuals and two corporate defendants have already pleaded guilty. In Burundi, demonstrators were back in the streets Wednesday demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza withdraw from seeking a third term in next month's election. His effort to extend his rule has sparked almost daily street protests, in which at least 20 have been killed in the past month. In New York, the president of the UN Security Council said after an emergency meeting, the predominant opinion among members of the council is that Burundi's election should not take place as scheduled. Meanwhile, the opposition says it's impossible to hold free and fair parliamentary elections next week. They say the country has slid into a political and security mess. This is VOA News. The United States says there is no thought of extending nuclear talks with Iran beyond the June 30 deadline for a final agreement. U.S. spokesman Jeff Rathke Wednesday said the five negotiating partners, the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, are all united in a deal must be reached by the end of next month.
We're not contemplating an extension beyond June 30th. Again, we're united among the P5 plus one that our efforts are to reach a final deal by the end of June.
But the chief Iranian negotiator is quoted as saying the talks could go beyond that deadline. Earlier, Iran's supreme leader ruled out international inspections of his country's military sites. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius Wednesday said France will not sign any deal that excludes such inspections. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Nigeria for Friday's inauguration of President-elect Muhammadu Buhari. Residents of the northern city Kaduna have high hopes for their new leader. Al-Hassan Uba is a local businessman.
It will be a celebrative day. It's a highly celebrative day because even within my locality, they are planning to buy a big cow to slaughter it, for everybody to inaugurate it, and everybody will sit together to view the inauguration. Since we cannot be able to go anywhere, we'll remain at home in Kaduna to view everything, and we'll pray for them for a smooth inauguration period.
30 years after seizing power in a military coup, the former general became the first Nigerian to oust an incumbent through the ballot box. The United States says it will stand by Ukraine in its fight against Russian aggression. Speaking Wednesday in Washington, Vice President Joe Biden said supporting Kyiv is important for the future of the country, European security, and the international order.
So long as Ukraine leaders keep faith with the project of reform, the United States will continue to stand with them. In total, we have provided over $470 million in economic assistance since the start of the crisis. In addition, a $1 billion loan guarantee last year, another $1 billion loan guarantee signed this month, and potentially a further $1 billion at the end of this year if Ukraine continues on the path of reform.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin has refused comment on a Western journalist's account of a huge Russian military buildup near the Ukrainian border. An Egyptian policeman was killed by a roadside bomb in northwestern Sinai Wednesday near a police station in El Arish. The region has seen a spike in attacks on security officials since the overthrow of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. According to partial results released Wednesday, Ethiopia's ruling party, as expected, won a sweeping victory in Sunday's parliamentary election, taking more than 440 of 547 seats in parliament. Full results are not expected till next month. In a statement, the U.S. described the election as generally peaceful but expressed concern over restrictions. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.